Once again, at Twickenham Stadium on Saturday afternoon, England suffered at the hands of the All Blacks. Stuart Lancaster had this to say following the game.
First of all, obviously, credit to New Zealand for winning the game. Tough game. Obviously, conditions played their part towards the end. And, you know, from our point of view, obviously, disappointed to have lost, having put ourselves in a position, you know, at half-time where, obviously, we were up. But credit to them, you know, they managed that third quarter really well. And obviously, that's probably the area of the game we need to review and improve on for next time. Well, in terms of the positives, you know, when you've had a one and a half weeks preparation, and as you say, you've got young lads who are 20 and 21 years old making their debuts at Twickenham against the All Blacks. That's obviously a positive. I thought the performance of the pack was excellent. I don't know whether it was 100% line-up, but it wasn't really far off, and we put a lot of pressure on their ball. And some of the rugby played first half. You know, clearly there was. You know, some good rugby on show there, and probably missed one opportunity first half, which could have made a difference. In terms of the work-ons, I would say the accuracy of our kicking in probably, and probably the pressure we put on ourselves by playing in and around the sort of halfway line when weather turned. I thought New Zealand maximised that opportunity well, and obviously the time when. The hooker was in the sin bin, obviously they managed that period well as well, and we couldn't really get them enough territory to get close in the second half. I think we will review our performance first and foremost. You know, there's always lots of decisions that make up a final score, the first thing we'll look at is ourselves and what we can do better. But
must you win your next three games?
Every game's a must-win game when you're an international side, you're an international coach and you're playing at home or away. So from our point of view, you know, we've played the number one side in the world who've had 2.5 months together, but we're now going to play the number two side in the world who've just beat the number one side in the world. So the challenge is as big as last week, next week's as big as this week. So we need to get ready for that, but there are enough positives and enough cohesion to draw from that performance that we can improve for next week without a doubt.
There was one area from the English perspective that was particularly pleasing, and that was the forward pack. Graham Rowntree was happy with his men's efforts, as he shared.
I'm proud of some of the performances, particularly the forward pack. I thought our captain stepped up today. He's had some pressure this season. I thought he had an excellent game. Notable new guys, George Cruz, come on the field. You know, I can't speak highly about him. His last 2 weeks have been so composed. But as Stuart said, the third quarter of the game, we couldn't get the right field position to use that pressure to put on New Zealand. So that's what we're going to look at.
Rightly so, Stuart handed the All Blacks a lot of credit for the way in which they managed the game yesterday.
They're a quality attacking team, and they've got physicality, pace, power, and I guess when you look at the last try they scored, the number of phases that they maintained, their skill level under pressure, and we defended well. There weren't that many line breaks, and we got off the line quickly and put them under pressure, but even when the conditions closed in, that shows you why they're a champion team. We've played them four times now, and we've not got the right result, but we don't feel we're far away. And we know that with another 12 months inside us, as we get towards the World Cup, and we've got some pretty good players who sat on the sideline watching that game today, you know, we'll keep our confidence and keep the direction which and what we're building.